I may have accidentally figured out the temperature of the Blessed Mother. Guess what? She is incandescent. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. So I was preparing for another video series that I've been doing, consecrating yourself to Our Lady Star of the Sea for the sake of helping the souls in purgatory, when I was just kind of diving into some details that are incredibly mind-blowing. Now, first of all, whenever I look at the world and the way that I think of theology, it's very simple, that the physical world mirrors the spiritual world. So when you study the physical realities of our world, we can understand deeper spiritual realities that are just amazing. God has it right there as a mirror. So I was talking about the two most powerful intercessors in purgatory and in heaven, and these are the two: lightning souls and souls devoted to Our Lady. Lightning souls are souls that just as fast as lightning goes from heaven to earth, they pass through purgatory from earth to heaven just at that same velocity. They go right past it. Now, not all lightning is created equally. Guess what? Lightning is the hottest and the most intense, blue and white. So not only would the most powerful intercessor be a lightning soul, but you guessed it, a Marian lightning soul, a blue lightning, so to speak, type of soul. Now, when you look at the temperature of the center of the earth, by the way, most mystics and from these books, they say that purgatory and hell are at the center of the earth. The temperature at the center of the earth is 10,000 degrees Fahrenheit. That's the same temperature at the surface of the sun. Can you imagine? That's why purgatory is so painful, because you're burning at 10,000 degrees. Now, guess what? When you look up the temperature of blue lightning, it's anywhere from 20,000 to 50,000 degrees, 2 to 5 times the temperature of the center of the earth and the surface of the sun. And guess what? Even more that. So that's the temperature of the Blessed Mother. She is incandescent, 50,000 degrees hot. You can't even stand by her. That's why we don't see her. If she were to appear, if blue lightning were to strike next to you, it would incinerate you. You would, everything that you have that's flammable, including yourself, we're all flammable, you'd be burned alive. It would be impossible for you to stand next to her because of her incredible holiness. Now, it's theoretically possible for hotter fire to put out lower fire. This is a reason why when she enters purgatory, she extinguishes the flames and brings relief to the souls in purgatory. Now, these are in very particular situations. I'm not like a physicist or whatever is a person that studies fire, but it says here, at least in Google, yes, a hotter fire can extinguish a cooler fire in certain situations. A key concept is of heat and its impact on fuel and combustion. A hotter fire can lower the temperature of a cooler fire's fuel, reducing its ability to vaporize and sustain combustion. And a hotter fire could theoretically suck out all the oxygen, thereby extinguishing a lower fire. Therefore, when she enters purgatory, that fire is nothing compared to her heat. Now, the Blessed Mother, now you can kind of think of some interesting questions here. The Blessed Mother, we can't even compare her to God and to Jesus. Completely different categories. No one can match the holiness of Our Lady. Spoken in scientific terms, no one can match her heat. No one. Guess what the temperature at the center of the sun is? 27 million degrees. Absolutely far beyond anything that any human can sustain. We can never be as holy as God. You can't stand in the presence of Jesus. You can't stand in the presence of the Blessed Mother. We cannot stand in the presence of the Holy Trinity. We can never reach that temperature spoken in scientific terms. This is why purgatory takes so long. If we were to burn at 10,000 degrees, do you know how many years it would take to kind of mathematically reach 27 million? It would take 2,700 years. That's why, scientifically speaking, our world mirroring the spiritual world, that's why. The Blessed Mother, she's incandescent. I'll see you in the next one.